This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live. Helping those who have mental and physical disabilities. That is the goal of the Jonesboro Civitan Club. The Civitan Club joins clubs across the nation and around the world that help those who have disabilities. Civitan clubs can be found supporting Special Olympics and working on local projects such as the Miracle League Ballpark that's designed to allow those with disabilities to play ball on specially built fields in Jonesboro. Tom Jackson is chaplain of the Civitan Club. He tells about Civitan.
It's a worldwide organization. You can access it through the web at civitan.org. It was started by a doctor, Courtney Shropshire, in Birmingham, Alabama, back in around 1917, 1920 era. He was a local area doctor there that saw the needs for not only special needs people, but for this type of service that needed to be in every community, and especially in the South.
I caught up with the Jonesboro Civitan Club last Friday when they were conducting an Easter egg hunt at the Jonesboro Human Development Center. Jackson tells about that event.
Civitan's been a part of this for several years, 20 years or better. I've been in Civitan over 30, and we've had a lot of people from ASU that have been in the Civitan and helped with these different functions, events, they call them. But today we'll be helping and providing an Easter celebration and a way of bringing Easter to these special needs people, to about 120. And what our club does, our local club, is we spend time gathering together T-shirts and caps, snacks.
Those items were given to the residents of the center. According to Jackson, the goal of the events like the Easter egg hunt is to brighten the day of the residents who are at the Human Development Center.
The handicapped and physically and mentally handicapped from years past have been kind of kept in the shadows or in the back rooms or the dark. But a lot of people don't know how to deal with them. You kind of feel uneasy around them. If you don't feel at ease around someone, then you have a tendency to back off. But these are very special needs people. They're very loving. They're very affectionate. One thing you'll find in special needs people, they're always very seldom in a bad mood or bad day. You may have a bad day, but they never have a bad day, and yet they never have a good day. Their handicap goes with them. From time to time, you have days when you, a normal person, we call it, what is described as normal, but they have their day is pretty well consistent. They have their medications, they have their physical things they have to be addressed. Now, these people at the Human Development Center are wonderful about how they work, how they're trained, and how they're professionally able to care for these people. They care for their medication, their nutrition, they provide them with entertainment, they provide relaxation, they know how to back off and when they need to have quiet time, they know how to do that. It's just something it doesn't come natural or easy, they have to be trained for it. The state of Arkansas does a wonderful job with this, with these facilities. And they're very, very much needed. Thank goodness our legislature and our people have provided this and brought it to our area here in Jonesboro, because this is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And certainly it's going to be more of a dire need as the city and the town grows.
The Easter egg hunt was supposed to have been held outside in the garden on the grounds of the center, but it rained Friday morning. Instead, the event was moved indoors to a couple of classrooms at the center. Caregivers of the residents helped those find eggs and put them in the bags. The residents then were taken to a covered sidewalk where they received their snacks, shirts, and other items. Treasurer and past President Scott Daniels, a member of the Craighead County Sheriff's Department, and brings the patrol car to the event for the residents. He says he enjoys the event and gets as much out of the event as the residents do.
Well, it also makes you more aware of all the things that are going on in your community to actually help people. Sometimes you're wouldn't you say, sheltered from things like this if you don't have a reason to see it. And so I think that's a good thing, too.
Talise Heimsath is another member of the Civitan Club and was a special needs educator for many years in the schools. She tells why she got involved in teaching special needs children.
I had a child with special needs. My first child was a Downs child, and my second child had learning disabilities. And I went back to school to know how to work with my children.
Heimsath says caring for special needs patients is a lot different than regular care children might need.
They have more intense needs. You have to structure your life a bit more because children with special needs like to have predictability in their life. So there needs to be that structure. And also if a child has very severe special needs, a parent knows that that child at 18 is not going to go off to college, or they know that the need for parenting is going to remain constant, often throughout the child's lifetime.
Her first child who had Down syndrome died at a young age. According to Heimsath, one of the things Civitan does is raise money for Civitan International Research Center, a hospital on the campus of the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Heimsath tells about the hospital.
I'm especially interested in the research hospital that Civitan sponsors because they're looking for the causes of these children being born with these special needs and trying to prevent it so those children start out on a more equal footing than they do when they have such severe problems.
Heimsath says this event is a good thing because it raises awareness about those who have special needs.
Well, certainly it gives the people here that are participating a good feeling. It gives them a happy day, and that's very important. But it also makes people aware. For so many years, people with challenges were hidden away. And not so much anymore. And events like this makes the public aware of their needs, makes the public aware of opportunities to help them. Like, they can help us, the community can help us with contributions or even joining our organization, and then that enables us to help more people who have needs.
According to Heimsath, the Jonesboro Human Development Center helps residents with skills training to receive jobs in the community. She says that's a plus for everyone involved.
You know, my main motivation in working with people with challenges is to enable them to maximize their potential. And everyone wants to contribute to the community. And some people have a whole lot to contribute. Some people can become neurosurgeons and Supreme Court justices, but we all can't. And some people can just be good at sweeping the floor and keeping a room clean and taking care of their personal hygiene. So, and I just feel like every human should have that opportunity to maximize the potential that they are given and develop themselves as much as they can. To do as much as they can.
She says gains have been made in making people aware of special needs, but there's more work to do.
There's still a ways to go, certainly. But yes, there have been gains. There have been a lot of gains.
Very good.
We want to put them on the cart?
The fact that we can have activities like this shows that things have changed for these individuals. The fact that many of these individuals are working in the community, in grocery stores, in stores like retail stores. So yeah, they're being trained and taught to interact appropriately, and they're enabled to go out into the community and do jobs and even help to contribute to their own support.
More information on the Jonesboro Civitan Club can be found by calling 870-935-7085. This is Making a Difference on KASU. Stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live.